Jeff, you guys got off to a pretty hot start and didn't cruise, but never let them get really close to the rest of the way. What was the key for you guys tonight?
You guys mean that?
Yeah.
The key was defensive. You know, we held them to 29% from the field. It's just, you know, our defense definitely carried us because at stretches we couldn't, you know, shoot that well. And, you know, whenever you can, you know, guard, you know, their point guard, you know, he didn't score at all in the second half. And so, you know, we just played really good defense, and that saved us. And, you know, we were able to score certain points and just kept on building the lead.
Jeff, can you talk about what it was like facing a guy who's actually was able to match your height down low?
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He got a double-double, and, you know, he's young. I like to pull my size. I've said that, you know, from day one. I like playing against bigger guys, and so, I don't know, it was a fun game for me.
How were you trying to attack that? Like, Kevin was getting the matchups, and you were coming on help. Can you describe the defensive attack on him?
Yeah, you know, we tried trapping him a couple times. You know, he likes to play more on the outside as him, and, you know, whenever you went in the inside, you know, Kevin did a great job in the first couple minutes to, you know, block a couple of shots and, you know, just put pressure on him. And we did a great job, I feel like, just defensively all together. Kev did a great job. I was over there to help out a lot of the times whenever he would drive it or something like that. And so, you know, it just worked out.
You guys are sort of cruising there with 2.5 minutes left when Ben goes down. What goes through your mind when you see him laying there on the court?
My heart dropped because to see somebody like that who work hard, you know, you just don't want to see nothing bad happen to him. He tried to do everything right. I say that all the time. And be hurt right now or be cheated out of playing. I feel like he's been cheated out of playing long enough. He all right. I think he more so panicked more than anything. That has a lot to do with it a lot of times. I think he all right. Been to bounce back, I'm sure.
Baylor said that you guys got them kind of out of their flow and what they wanted to do and out of their game plan. What did you guys do just to kind of disrupt what they wanted to get down the offensive end?
First, we got to give credit to our assistant coaches for doing a great job on the scout report, on their plays, their play calling. And we did a lot of working on that in practice. So once they called a play, who was trying to get the ball on certain plays. So I think that helped out a lot with the assistant coaches on the scout reports.
Is this win? You hadn't played poorly the last few games. You're probably not as good as you would have hoped. Is coming out and dominating a team like this, I mean, how good can this be for you guys right now, momentum-wise and confidence-wise?
I think it can be some great momentum. I'm more so happy with our team, how we went through this little road swing, not necessarily road swing, but this little swing of games in eight days. And for this to be the end of it and us to still play like we played, that's kind of tough on people. And we handled it well. And I felt like if we didn't have the time to have a day off tomorrow, we'd still be ready. Seeing if even being strong enough right now to just stand up and keep playing and not really necessarily pay attention to the fatigue in our bodies.
Well, Ivan, Coach said you guys maybe looked a little tired on Saturday. Did you feel like it maybe had heavy legs tonight too?
Nah, tonight was different. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that it's different from playing in Texas Tech Arena in the Fieldhouse any day. The crowd, you have no choice. Big game. They remember what happened last time, and the crowd want to see something. So you know that, and that kind of jacks you up for the game.
Elijah, do you remember what happened last time against Baylor? Is that fresh in your mind going into tonight? Pardon? It was that last game against Baylor you played. Was that fresh on your mind going into the game?
Big 12 tournament? I won't say fresh on my mind, but I know that ran into them. They got us with one. And we had no chance to really do nothing about that, you know, with the tournament. They took a chance for us to win that championship. But I respect the team. They got a good point guard, and I pay that some mind.
What'd you think of the tempo tonight, Travis?
We got out, did what Coach wanted us to do. I think it all started with rebounding. We was on the boards, and me and Ben, that we keyed it a lot on going in and getting rebounds, and after that, just getting out and running.
Yeah, I think Ben did a good job of grabbing some extra possessions, some loose balls. He was diving on the floor. He played hard tonight. Even on some plays, he tried to save a ball after Baylor touched it, but I couldn't get mad at him because of his energy. I think he stole us a lot of possessions tonight. Credit to Ben on that.
What did you think of Perry's play?
I like it. He's begging for the ball now. One time I actually didn't get him the ball. Me and Travis were sleeping on the play, and we don't mind, and we didn't communicate good enough to get him the ball, and I wanted to get him the ball because right now I feel like he's trying to take a step as far as what he's going to do at Kansas.
Yeah,